Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The University of Louisiana Monroe's guest artist on campus series resumes for the fall semester. Next Thursday night, ULM's Visual and Performing Arts, in cooperation with the Northeast Louisiana Celtic Fest, welcomes the Ed Miller Trio. Share on the group and series is Celtic Fest founder Doyle Jeter. Doyle, good to talk to
you. Hello, always good to be here.
Well, thank you for being here. The Ed Miller Trio, it hails as a Scottish folk group. Tell us a little bit more about this group.
Well, Ed is, we always say this, but he indeed is one of the most respected Scottish singer-songwriters in the world, because he is originally from Edinburgh, Scotland, by the way. He's lived in America in Austin area for 40 years, I believe. But the folk song, Scottish folk song revival, he was basically the man who instigated that here in the Americas. He's one of the most respected artists out there. So we're very lucky to have him as our special guest, along with his great band, which includes a guy named Scooter Muse, plays the Scottish banjo and a little bit of guitar with him. And Jill Chambliss, who's a wonderful flute player. They round out the band. They're featured at the biggest festivals in the United States, Celtic Festival.
Yeah. Well, we mentioned the folk song revival. When did that come about and his part in
well, funny enough, again, he's been here almost 40 years. And that's about the time that it started moving in, not only Scottish, but Irish music, et cetera. You could go back further into the 60s with the Clancy Brothers out of New York City and people like that. But the real push on it, and strangely enough, or it makes perfect sense, public radio has made a huge dent in making that happen. When public radio came into existence, they jumped all over traditional music. Right. So that helped, without a doubt. It helped push the revival in all kinds of music, Cuban music and Irish music, Scottish, country, et cetera, et cetera. So it's been about that long, and Ed has been leading the way ever since.
Speaking of the Ed Miller Trio, it's Walk the Road.
Think not of casting off your dreams when the road goes on forever. All is not just as it seems, and we'll walk the road together. All the way through wind and rain, I'll never deceive my heart again. Hand in hand across the land, we'll walk the road together.
The Ed Miller Trio, they will be in concert next Thursday, the Emmy Lou Biedenhorn Recital Hall on the campus of the University of Louisiana Monroe. Ushering in the Celtic Fest, we'll talk more about that in just a moment. Looking at Scottish versus Celtic music, are there similarities? Are there differences?
Well, it's one and the same. And they do mix it up in their shows, by the way. They play a little bit of Scottish, a little bit of Irish, Welsh, Cornwallian music from Britain. And but it is one and the same, the Celtic nations, as it were, which runs the gamut from Galicia, Spain, to Brittany, France, to England, to Wales, to Scotland, to Ireland, and even encompasses music as far-reached as Nova Scotia, St. John, even India, where they have bagpipes. So it all relates, but predominantly they do Scottish music, and the tune that you just heard, part of the tune, that's a very good example of what they do. Ed's voice is just, you can't beat it. He's smooth as silk.
As you mentioned, there's so many similarities. It was really birth. Celtic music was birthed into the area and kind of grew out and branched out from there.
It did, and it goes back thousands of years, of course. Germanic tribes, or Norsemen, Northmen, men from the north,
right.
Just spread the Celtic culture and their religion, their worship of nature, et cetera, all through those areas, and it just took over.
Mentioned the concert performance coming up on Thursday. Any other events the trio is going to be doing during a part of their time here on
campus?
Well,
the thing about this every year, and this is our ninth annual show with ULM, sponsored by Visual and Performing Arts Department. It started out with a art exhibition from Northern Ireland that I arranged from Bangor, Northern Ireland. And every year after that, it's been a music concert. It's featured people like Paddy Keenan, the world's greatest piper, Martine de Cogan, who you know, let's see, Smithfield Fair, on and on. And this is our ninth annual. We're stunned that that happens every year. But we're proud and honored that ULM continues to sponsor this. It's a great event for the community. And we're lucky to get these type of performers of this caliber because, and I remember where we were going, Jackson, Mississippi has a Celtic Fest the same weekend after that Ed plays here at ULM. And that's how we get a good break on the performers. They come over here and play, and their lead in answer to your question, they do play the festival in Jackson.
Well, of course, the concert ushers in this year's Celtic Fest. Could you share an update of what's taking place?
Sure. And this is the kickoff, traditional kickoff every year for 9 years for our month-long activities for leading into Celtic Fest. We're going to be at the River Market with an Irish band, Emerald Accent. We're going to be at the Brown Bag Concert at Anna Grano Park the Wednesday before. Martine de Cogan is doing a series of storytelling shows at the Ouachita Parish Library on 18th and Caroli School, and he's doing a show for one of our sponsors, Duck Commander Guys. And then, of course, it leads up to the big event at Caroli Park on October 5th. And the bands are just killer. Ed won't be with us, but a lot of other good Scottish bands, the Pure Drop out of New York City, Martine, some Irish dancing, and a bit of fun, all at Caroli Park.
And the opportunity to see Ed and the trio coming up next Thursday. Someone would like to find out more about that. How can they do so?
They can call VAPA, Visual and Performing Arts, at 342-1414. They can call me at Enochs. I'll be happy to answer your questions. And you can call the university information number, and they'll direct you to the folks in charge. It is free to instructors, students, faculty, and staff, and is a ticket sale to the general public. So call for info. You can call KEDM. Make a donation to KEDM while you're at it. Why don't you?
Doyle, good talking to you as always.
Thank you very much.
You can hear this and other Alanya podcasts by visiting the KEDM Listening Room, KEDM.org.